mom's surgery be really painful for her? Will it make her better? I'm just really scared for her.
I don't know how it will turn out, but I do know that God will work it out for her good. Hi, and thanks for tuning in to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're listening today. As always, my name is Zach. So, how do you handle tough situations in your life? Maybe your mom is having surgery too, or you're being bullied at school, or it could be something else that's sad or scary. If you're a Christian, know that God is with you. He knows how He's going to use this tough time to help you. Romans 8:28 says, "All things work together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to His purpose." And now let's listen to our story for today. It's called Puzzle Pieces. "Hi, Mom," said Clara as she walked into her mom's hospital room. It seemed so strange to see Mom in a hospital bed. "You feeling okay?" Mom nodded. "They only did tests today. The surgery isn't until tomorrow, but don't worry, I'm in very good hands." She pointed to a bag Clara was carrying. "What did you bring?"
"I brought a puzzle."
Clara dumped the pieces onto Mom's bedside table. "It's just a small one, and I figured we could put it together."
"Good idea,"
said Mom, and they began searching for edge pieces. As Clara worked, so many questions filled her mind. Will Mom's surgery be really painful for her? Will it make her well? And the scariest question of all, could Mom die during the surgery? But she didn't want to worry her mother, so she kept her thoughts to herself.
"I can't figure out where this piece goes," Clara said, frowning.
Mom smiled back at her. "I'm glad you brought a puzzle. It's kind of like my life right now. Being sick and needing surgery is like that piece of the puzzle. You don't know how it will fit into the picture, and I don't know where this experience fits into the picture of my life. But knowing that God promises to work everything for good and seeing how He's already put some other pieces of my life together helps me trust Him now too."
"What do you mean?" asked Clara.
"Well, one example is the way God worked when Dad lost his job," said Mom. "We couldn't understand how that would fit in the picture of our lives. Then God provided a job for him in this city where Dr. Campbell practices. He's the best doctor in the country for the surgery I need."
"God is taking care of you, right?"
said Clara slowly. "And He'll take care of you tomorrow, won't He?" Mom nodded. "Even if the surgery isn't successful, I know He'll take care of me because I belong to Jesus and will spend eternity with Him." She squeezed Clara's hand. "I don't understand how this fits into my life, but He does, and I trust Him to put the picture together for me. Will you trust Him too?" Clara nodded. She was finally able to give her mother a little smile. Well, how about you? Are there events in your life that you just don't understand? Take comfort knowing Jesus is with you in hard times and promises to work everything out, even though you may not understand it now. God sees the total picture of your life, and He's fitting the pieces, the events in your life, into just the right places. So even when bad things happen, you can trust Him to help you through them and bring good out of them. Our key verse is Romans 8:28.
"We know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to His purpose."
And our key thought for today, trust God to work for your good. Do you like to listen to the Faith and Fun on Keys for Kids Radio? Now you can fill your whole house with Faith and Fun with Amazon Alexa. Just ask her to play Keys for Kids Radio and you'll tune in to the latest story or song made just for you. Even my thermostat has Alexa now, and I got it to play Keys for Kids Radio. It's a safe place to learn more about God and listen to the best Christian music. So just ask Alexa to play Keys for Kids Radio. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.